Welcome, everyone. I'm Sue Barber, author, former IT director for a Fortune 500 company, turned executive coach, and this is the Visibility Factor podcast, where we explore how to raise your visibility and play bigger at work and in life. We'll explore key topics and welcome guests that help you shift your thinking about yourself so you can see new possibilities for your leadership. I'm on a mission to create a visibility movement for leaders to show their value and be seen for their true talent. Are you ready to take the next step towards a higher level of visibility for yourself? Let's go. Today's episode of the Visibility Factor podcast is brought to you by Amplify You, the ultimate program designed to unleash your full potential and amplify your success. Imagine having a personal coach cheering you on, guiding you through a journey of self-discovery, and helping you break free from those limiting beliefs that have been holding you back. That's exactly what Amplify You is all about, whether you're a leader now or aspiring to be one. This program is your ticket to a more confident, empowered you. It's like having a supportive friend in your corner encouraging you to dream big. It's about having the career success that you want and creating a life you truly deserve. Amplify You offers a unique experience to help you build the confidence to tackle any challenge life throws your way. If you're interested in learning more about the program, please visit susanmbarber.com and click on the menu item Programs. Are you ready to transform your life and your career? Let's make it happen. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Visibility Factor podcast. This is Sue Barber, your host. Today, we're going to talk about acceptance. Now, acceptance in general refers to the act of agreeing to or consenting to something. You can look at acceptance from multiple angles, but today we're going to focus on the acceptance of a situation, another person, and yourself. Now, whenever someone goes through a change, be it professionally or personally, they are generally following a change curve. What happens during each phase can last for a short period or extended time period, depending on how that person is processing the change. Here are the stages in the change curve, or Kubler-Ross's change curve model, which was created by the Swiss-American psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross in 1969. So I'm going to use the change curve in tangent with a situation. So let's use a work example. Suppose your company announces a huge transformation that will mean a lot of reorganization and layoffs. The first stage is denial. I can't believe this is happening. Why would they make such a decision? Why are we going to do this? How is this going to change my life? All of those thoughts go through your head when you're in denial. And then you move into the second phase, which is anger. It's really bad now, right? I can't believe they did this to us. This is not what we should be doing. This is not what our plan was. You get into this place of, I can't believe this is happening, and now I'm angry about it. The next stage is called bargaining. What could I possibly do to change this? Is there something I could say? Is there something I could do? Could I talk to someone? Can I make this change go away? I want it the way it was before. And obviously, with a big change like that, that's not easy to bargain out of. But it's the first thing you think of and the first thing you want to try to make it go back the way it was. The next one is depression. And this one is the one where you realize there's nothing you can do to change it. And you're in this mode and you're in the process of figuring out, what do I do now? Do I stay with the company? Do I leave? Do I even have a job? I don't know. There's a lot of change coming my way and I'm not sure how I'm going to be impacted. So you get to a place of sadness and maybe disappointment for what you had before and now you no longer have. And then as you continue through that, you move towards acceptance. And acceptance is where you want to be. Acceptance is, I realize that this change has now happened. I am in a place where I can start to see new possibilities because of it, new opportunities for me. I can see how it could make my life better. And it takes a while for some people to get there. As a leader, your role is to help people go through these different phases as quickly as possible, because you can no longer be at a place where the change is officially done until everybody is over in acceptance. Now, the resistance to change that everybody goes through is real, and you have to know that. You can't discount it. You can't just say, all right, hurry up. Let's just get there. Let's just accept it that it's happened. Because there are a lot of emotions, as you can tell by what I described in each of these phases, that people have to go through. And if you didn't notice, there's some similarities to what was shared here around the different phases that you might think about for change, but it also talks about it in terms of like grief. it takes time to process when you lose someone close to you, and there are a lot of emotions to move through. The change that you go through at work has these emotional phases as well. So here's some other examples. Sometimes you're caught in a downsizing situation and the decision is made for you to leave your current role. The shock that this change just happened causes major anxiety and uncertainty for people. Even if you make the decision yourself to change your job, career, or industry, it can still take time to get through the change. The acceptance of this change isn't easy because your identity can be tied to your old company and you wonder who you are without it. I remember it took me a while to get to acceptance when I left the company. My identity was tied to craft for so many years, and now I had to create a new identity as a coach with my own business. It took time for me to get there. It is hard to reconcile that this change has happened, and many hold on to the feelings of sadness and disappointment for a long, long time. I have some people I know who left the company who still to this day can't understand what happened, and they almost take it personally, right? A lot of these changes have nothing to do with you. They are business decisions. But for the person who feels such a connection with that company, it just is really hard to let go of that. So let's talk about why is it so hard to let go of this old reality? Because it was comfortable. It's something you knew. Moving into something else is scary and uncertain. But what I can tell you is the sooner you embrace where you are now, the sooner you can move forward. It is like being tethered to a dock when you are trying to swim. You need to let go in order to move forward. And the sooner you can do that, the more change that can happen for you that's really, really positive and takes you to a good place. I've also seen the struggle to acceptance occur repeatedly when people get promoted into much higher levels in a company or go do something different. Even though you intellectually know that this is where you are now, sometimes it's a challenge to accept. The imposter syndrome is real, and it can be hard to accept that this is your new reality. Give yourself the time to process the change and you will move to acceptance faster. Now, I want to slow this down just for a moment and share with you, acceptance is a choice. It's not something that always magically happens. Sometimes you have to really take the time to slow down and say, okay, I am intentionally choosing this acceptance as my choice. It is the simple moment when you decide to look at things differently. It can change everything for you and how you see what happened. You might even begin to see that it didn't happen to you, but for you. So are you going through a change right now, a change at work or at home? Are you wishing that it wasn't happening or that you could go back to the way it was before the change started? What are you holding on to now that you've been resistant to accept? Can you imagine what it would be like for you if you accepted it now? So I want to share a couple quotes with you about acceptance. The first one is by Arthur Rubinstein. Of course, there is no formula for success except perhaps an unconditional acceptance of life and what it brings. There's always going to be changes. How are you going to deal with them? That is the most important part of it. You can have it happen to you or for you. I discovered that I was happier and more peaceful when I accepted what had happened instead of constantly fighting to change things. Another quote. Yes, acceptance is a choice, a hard one, most definitely, but a choice nonetheless. So I hope these give you a few thoughts about acceptance and where you are and what you can do. Most of the time, it is simply making the decision to accept what's happening and find a way to see the positive in it. So let's move into acceptance of others. Acceptance is all about accepting every individual for who they are because we are all different. We look different, we act differently, we solve problems differently, we find different things funny, we show our emotions differently, we believe in different things, we learn differently, and we have different aptitudes. Acceptance is the ability to see that others have a right to be their own unique persons. That means having a right to their own feelings, thoughts, and opinions. When you accept people for who they are, you let go of your desire to change them. Now, this was a game changer for me, because there are so many people who are trying to change their significant others, their friends, their kids, their coworkers. You can't make them change simply because you want them to. The only thing you can do is change yourself. I stopped trying to control what was happening around me and simply accepted it. When we accept others as they are, it means that we understand that they are doing the best that they can at the time. Remember, if they could do better, they would. Maybe they just need your help and compassion, or let them be to figure it out on their own. A wise coach once told me that they will either change and come along with you or they won't. That isn't your decision to make. So what does it mean to accept another person in the workplace? It usually begins with the company and what happens through the interview process all the way up to the first day. If all of those have been positive experiences, the person will take the job. On their first day, they will move into the onboarding experience. Having a great onboarding process for a new employee makes a huge difference in their success. And it also determines whether they will stay with the company. It is the first experience that people have when they join a new organization, and it sets the tone for their engagement. What do you do when a new person joins your organization? Do you welcome them in? Perhaps have lunch with them? Introduce them around? Help them learn how to navigate the company to be successful? Do you get to know them and let them get to know you? This is the beginning of acceptance. Wouldn't you like that same kind of treatment for yourself if you were starting somewhere new? So what does it look like if someone doesn't have that, if they have a lack of acceptance? They might be left out of meetings. They might be left out of the quote-unquote community of your organization. One of the top reasons that people feel disengaged and leave a company is because they don't feel like they belong. It goes against what so many in the diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging groups are working so hard to create and improve in companies. Everyone wants to belong. And if they don't feel like they have that group to connect with, they will go somewhere else to find belonging. So we've talked a little bit about how people feel in an organization, and change is a constant in most organizations. Being able to accept things that are now different has everything to do with change. So let's talk a little bit about how you deal with change for yourself. Most of the time when a new leader joins an organization, they want to make a big impact. It means change. Organizational changes, project changes, acquisitions, divestitures, business changes to stay competitive are just a few of the types of changes that you might see in a corporate environment. All of these changes can be a challenge to navigate. It creates more work. It can be overwhelming until decisions are made. But this is the time a leader has a choice to make. They can resist the change or move forward towards acceptance. Change is a constant, and it is going to happen one way or another. It's just a matter of time. So if you can feel inside of you that you're resisting a change, know that the resistance you feel is coming from fear and it prevents you from getting to acceptance. The lack of direction and chaos that change brings creates a lot of open questions. What will the change mean for you and your team? How will things be different? What other changes are going to come next? The fear of the unknown will hold you back from showing up as the leader that you want to be, if you let it. The stress and anxiety can make you play small and wish everything would go back the way it was before. That isn't possible, and you can't avoid what's happening. So think about the changes that you have been through in the past. Did you resist the change or accept it? Did you play small or play bigger? These situations present opportunities for the leader to step up and talk about the change in a positive way. Help the team see the opportunities that can come from change so they can move forward. This is the time that you can demonstrate how you can visibly manage change and be the leader that helps others to do the same. Acceptance is the process of allowing things to be as they are without actively trying to change them. So now let's move into self-acceptance. Can you accept yourself just the way you are? Sometimes people struggle to understand the difference between acceptance and self-acceptance. Now, in general, self-acceptance refers to practicing acceptance only in relation to oneself, whereas acceptance can occur in relation to oneself, other people, events, objects, situations, and circumstances. So let's think about that for you, because we all operate in a place of trying to be perfect for many of us, and that isn't helpful or supportive of you as a person. Your imperfections are what make you perfect. We have all grown up with the messages from our families, teachers, media, society, etc., that tell us what we are quote-unquote supposed to do in our lives. Some of these messages may include get good grades, go to a good school, get a good job, get married, have children, save for retirement. You get the gist of the messages we've all heard and internalized over many years. Those messages create some ideal picture of who we are supposed to be in our head. You may have a different vision for your life, but when someone sees you stray from the plan that you are told you are supposed to follow, that makes you unique or different now. Unfortunately, how people see us has an impact on how we see ourselves. When you are told you are different, then the acceptance that many people crave from others is no longer there. you may go back to being who others want you to be, even though you know deep down that isn't what you want. This exact scenario is what causes people to do things in their lives because it fits into some mold that others have for you or that you now have for yourself. Taking a job or staying at a job because it pays well but makes you miserable is a good example of this thinking. In an article called Retiring Perfectionism, Jess Winans said, "Shaming yourself into believing that you are inadequate and unworthy of love, success, or happiness because you do not fit into the mold that you have developed in your mind. When you are a perfectionist, your own vision of yourself becomes so distorted that every compliment dealt to you is now turned into a new standard which you must overcome or a new goal you must achieve." So you keep trying to seek out perfection wherever you can get to this place that will make you happy. When you don't accomplish it, then it sets off this cycle of shame that continues until you just can't stand to be there anymore. Unfortunately, for many people, they wake up one day realizing how much they've been tolerating and how many years of their life they have wasted. Another quote from this article is, "By constantly achieving for perfect, you are missing out on all of the imperfections that make life beautiful. It can help you think about perfection differently. Imagine how different things could be if you stopped trying to be perfect and accepted yourself wherever you are. What if you were doing something that you loved and you felt was your purpose? You would get out of bed every day excited to go to work and do what you love. You wouldn't care what others thought because you know deep down inside, this is what you're supposed to do." Now, a great book on imperfection is The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. It can really help you change your mindset on imperfections and see that they are really great things that make you perfect just the way you are right now. The last quote I wanted to share with you is by Eckhart Tolle. "Acceptance is a letting go process. You let go of your wishes and demands that the situation be otherwise. So know that you can't change some of these things. Moving to acceptance helps you move to a place of possibilities, helps you see new opportunities. And maybe it actually is better for you. And I know that you can't see that sometimes in those moments of sadness and frustration and anger. But the sooner you can move towards what's possible in acceptance, the sooner you can change your life." Let's move into the visibility action for today. So I want to quote something today from Courtney Peppernell, who wrote a book called Time Will Tell. "And through all the learning and changing, you learned one of life's great lessons, one that can take some time to know to be true. You will always awaken as someone bolder, someone brighter, and someone new. When you have known something your whole life, it will be frightening to accept that the path may change, but you have to be willing to evolve and open your mind to endless possibilities." So now I want to ask you, where are you feeling resistance? What do you need to accept that you haven't yet? Where can you step out of your comfort zone and be open to new possibilities for yourself? Because just imagine what that shift in perspective could do for you and your career. Thanks so much for joining today on the Visibility Factor podcast, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks so much for listening to the Visibility Factor podcast. Remember that visibility starts with small steps that are intentional and consistent each day. Be bold, be visible, be the leader you were meant to be. Find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on all of our social media platforms, which are highlighted in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Visibility Factor podcast.